Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day. Hey, today I want to talk about desire. I'm the type of person is basically, if my mind is set on something, you can't take it off. Like, you, if I want something, I have to get it, regardless if it's been told that I'm not supposed to have it. It's not best for me. Like, I jump for it, and you know, and sometimes it works, and then sometimes it don't. But it's like a fire within me that burns every time I see something that is distinctively for me. And at times, those things that I've had such a passion or drive for, a desire for, have really caused me affliction, pain. Because initially in my mind, I thought that was something I needed, I had to have, or I wanted so badly. And then at the end, it wasn't something I needed. It was something to teach me, to push me forth into the next adventure. And that's a hard pill to digest, when your desire causes affliction, it causes pain. And in a sense, you know, the only person to blame is yourself. It's because you had to have it. You know how many times have I been told no? Like, stop it. You know, when you're a kid and you know, fire, I want to touch it. And your mom tells you, you still touch it anyway. I've had so many aspects of my life to where it burned every time. Like, it's crazy. But, you know, I want to express the importance of signs. How they morph into something. How a simple sign can appear in your life to tell you no, that's not for you, but you just still keep going for it, reaching for it, and then explodes. And then we never really notice that everything in life was preventing us from going towards that negativity or that bad experience, but we had to have it. And I get a lot of friends, we have this discussion over simplicity, or the signs, the writings on the wall, and the prickle, little, you know, shock against your skin when something is about to happen, or when your palms itch. I don't know if this is like a Southern thing, but you know, when it's like, I think it's like the left hand, you about to get some money, and the right hand, you about to get, you know, about to spend some money. Like, I think we should pay attention to those signs. And I've chalked it up in my head as another form of anxiety. Like, girl, you just calm down, you just tripping. But you know, I've had, in a sense, to where those signs have been correct. Those signs have pushed me to say, hey, stop, breathe, you know, like. And there was this one time, I was in this relationship, and it was toxic. I ain't gonna lie to you. It was so, so toxic. But I kept pushing. I kept pushing forward to be better and to be, you know, because in my mind, that was a desire that I had, that I wanted it to work. But there was so many signs and writings on the wall that I was just like, you know, trying to be blindfolded at it. And, I was speaking to an older couple, and the older couple said, you know when it's real, when it's real love and it's true, is the desire or the passion to impulsively exist with each other. And you know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow, that's the poetic stuff. But I can understand that, because as I said that, you know, his wife was like, this is my favorite song. And she's like, I just want to dance to it. And he gets up, he grabs her hand, he's like, well, then let's dance. And they dance. And, like, mind you, this is, like, in their patio, in their backyard, and it's random. And I think it was raining. It was raining. So it was super, super romantic. And touching. And then I turned to my maid. I was like, that's so sweet. I was like, you want to dance? And they were like, no. And I was like, oh, my goodness. This is a sign. Or, like, I've had so many signs to tell me, nah, Shelves, that's not good for you, you know? I've always been a hardworking person. I've always grinded or whatever, but I've never had a vacation. You know, you speak things into existence, but when you really have it happen, it drives you nuts. Like, you know what I'm saying? And this has been a sign for me to enjoy my company, enjoy relaxation, enjoy writing, enjoying creativity. And I never took it as that, but I had so many signs, so many red flags to say, hey, slow down and enjoy being an artist or enjoy being in this moment. And I would pass them until something forced me dramatically in my tracks to do nothing but enjoy me being an artist and reevaluate myself and adjust, you know, and see which direction I wanted to go to. And that's the desire impulsively coming in and showing us all these signs. You know, if you truly want something, if you truly have a passion for something, you know what I'm saying, there will be signs written on the wall to force you into changing your life. You know what I'm saying? I speak so much about how we have the power to change our own lives. And we do. But some things that are missing is the desire to change, the desire to, you know, basically make those first steps into changing your life. And it's crazy of how important desire is, or how, you know, frequent we need to pay attention to the hunger we have within us. And as I say this, there are signs in the, you know, in the walls and on the streets and everywhere on billboards that are telling us to stop what we're doing and try something different. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, you know, we'll be monotone. We'll just be going day by day with the same routine, same schedule. And you never really notice that you're just being repetitive and a zombie, like, until you'll get a sign. And it'll be weird. Like, it'll be this weird sign. You know what I'm saying? Like, you constantly go to your homeboy's house, right? And all y'all do is smoke and talk about all the success that y'all can do and the dreams that you have or whatever. And y'all do that every day. Every day, same thing. Go to work, go to homeboy's house, smoke, talk about dreams, get in your car, brush your teeth, go to bed. So you don't even brush your teeth. Do it again. Wake up, breakfast, da da da. Homeboy house, dreams, da da da. Keep on. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? Desire is sitting up in your mind and in your heart, like, come on, bro. We tired of this. Stop being so passionate about this conversation you have with your homeboys when you're high. We could do this. You know what I'm saying? And then a sign will hit you. Your homeboy will be like, nah, I'm busy. Don't come over. He'll be like, what? This is our routine. We're just talking about whatever, whatever. And you have to find something else to do instead of going to your homeboy's house and smoke. And you're hyperventilating, like, oh my gosh, my schedule was off. And that's desire trying to tell you, hey, let's act on it. Like, all these dreams, yeah, let's make a first step. Or like, you know, you could go to a coffee shop every day, getting your routine macchiato or just a black coffee, you know what I'm saying? And you drink that every day. And then one day you go into that store and they're like, bro. And you're like, well, what the heck am I going to do? I always get a coffee. I always get a black coffee from here every day. What am I going to do? And now you have to try something different, another store to get your coffee. Or you're too late. You don't have coffee that day. And then you're like, my life is all upside down. No, it's not upside down. It's life trying to shake you into sparking the desire to change your life. Or just, you know, live. You know what I'm saying? Or... crazy thing is I would always have this desire to reach out to my family sometimes, and it's weird. I don't know if it's an intuition thing, but you know, like, some will tell me, you know, you need to call your mom today, and it's random, you know what I'm saying? Like, 'cause sometimes I don't like talking on the phone, and it's weird. I don't like talking on the phone. I run out of things to say. Or sometimes I need me time, so I won't speak to people in days. Like, people, like, it shall be alive, you know? But one particular day, it was like, I had this desire to, like, call my mom, like, the whole day. And I finally called her, and come to find out she had fell and hit her head. She had to get stitches or whatever. And it was just that intimate sign, like, call your mom. Anything could happen. And, I mean, she's fine, you know, but, I mean, that's scary. You know, to have an intuition or a sign to tell you to call your mother when I should be trying to call and see if she's okay. Or, you know what I'm saying, like, a desire to write again. And, I mean, sometimes I don't be feeling like writing, or I be so cluttered with emotions that I don't want to let him out. But the signs would be written on the wall for me to just let that fire ignite and let it out and release it. And I feel so much better after I do it. But to have that desire, sometimes I lose it. Sometimes we can love something and not desire it. And that's the thing of, you know, I have love for you, but I am not in love with you. And I'm going to tell you the difference between that, because people are like, what's the difference? There's no difference or whatever. There is a difference. And you know what? I used to say that. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, you know, for some reason, I used to be in these relationships where I was never chosen first. Catch that. You know what I'm saying? And until I got into a particular moment in my life where I was just like, I'm done with relationships. And you start to evaluate the situation, so you won't bring that into a new relationship, because you got to do that. You know, when you go through a breakup, you literally got to sit up there and retrain and reevaluate yourself, because you're no longer with a partner. You're by yourself again, so you need to cleanse, you know. And we all go through it. So I was going through a cleanse, and I started to notice a pattern within myself. And I had the desire to love someone. And so I was always having love for a person, but I was never in love. And there were so many signs to prevent me from, or awaken me, that this person wasn't even in love with me, or they were in love with me and I wasn't. That I was so busy with a cloud of smoke over my head, I was unaware that this was happening. But I had the desire to love. Like, I desired to be loved. But I didn't have the desire to love. And so that is why I had a constant cycle of heartache and pain and of being misunderstood or choosing the wrong person. Because I had the desire to have love in my life, but I didn't have the desire to be loved correctly. Like, I didn't know what that meant. And then there were so many signs. We avoid blessings or signs that are very visible on the wall to tell us, hey, stop it. You know, don't touch that, it's hot. And we never pay attention to it. I started to be more aware of my surroundings. You know what I'm saying? Like, not just of my surroundings, but of my interactions with people, of my energy about me. I started to be more aware of situations that were happening, or even conversations I was having. Like, my words have power. Feelings have meaning. You know what I'm saying? Like, I needed to be more aware of these signs. And as soon as I was more aware of all those things that were happening around me, I started to correctly place the desire for my life in the appropriate places. You know what I'm saying? Like, instead of focusing on this no good ass, you know, oh, a cuss, sorry. But instead of focusing on this no good person that's damaging me and hurting me, I started to place my desire into myself, into my craft, into something that I truly learned to love and be loved by. So those signs that were constantly flashing in my face over and over to acknowledge that I needed a change for me was starting to be more present and visible for me to put the correct energy into my life. And I think that that's what we miss so much, is that we have the desire to change. We have the desire to love, but we don't focus on the signs that are teaching us to put our desire into the appropriate places for ourselves. What do I always say? Balance, people, balance. There's always a balance to everything. You know why? Sometimes we're so lost at times is because we never spark the light, or, you know, light the candle of passion and desire for ourselves to be new. You know? Like, we go over this dark cloud over ourselves and we never put that energy towards that dark cloud into a positive energy to desire and change. You know, like, it's crazy how many signs we miss that flash on the wall, like, love yourself, love yourself, love yourself. Even when you're down and out and you feel like you're the ugliest person in the world. Like, when my afro isn't, like, picked out, I be feeling, like, low-key ugly. I be feeling a hot mess, but I'll get someone who will come up to me I haven't seen in years. Like, I went to we go to a Boudin place, Holmesy's, every time I go back home, and it's my favorite. And sometimes I be feeling like I look a mess, and I seen a classmate I haven't seen in years, and she stopped me. She starts yelling, Shelby, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful. And I'm like, girl, I look a mess. But in that instance, that was a sign to me to spark up the desire to know that I am important, that I'm touching people's lives, that I am somebody. You know what I'm saying? That was a sign. There are signs written all over the place. It could be a stranger coming up to you and saying, hey, you know, you're a really good person. Yeah, I love your smile. That is a sign to keep pushing. And you don't acknowledge it because you lose that desire within yourself to live. Come on, man. There's signs all over the place to tell you that you're doing amazing. You have to open your eyes to those signs. You have to feel that fire and desire within yourself to see it. Desire are glasses. Let's see. If you're blind, if you're truly a blind person, I want you to realize one thing and one thing only. Desire and passion for your life, or anything that brings you joy, is glasses over your eyes and your soul to help you visualize your life in a totally different aspect, in a positive aspect. So all you need to do is put on your glasses, your desire, and everything will change. In conclusion, I just want to tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl, Shelby Henny, signing off. Have a good one, y'all.